this, but we always finished a couple minutes after he did, and he was always out the door. I'm like, Lord, you just got to hook me up with this. And so I'm walking out the door last night, and I took the low road, and he had taken the high road, and we met at the same place at the same time. I thought, this is divine. This is it. And so I said, hey, Bob, how's that hip doing? And so on. And he's telling me, oh, you know, I'm going to be getting a replacement. You know, it's totally worn out. It's bone on bone and this, that, and the other. I said, okay. I said, I know somebody that can fix that for you. And he's like, huh? Oh, my God, what are you talking about? He literally said that. I said, precisely. I said, let's walk to your truck. So we walked to his truck, and he tossed his rackets in there, and his wife was hanging around. And I said, listen, I said, I wouldn't be following you over here, and I wouldn't be doing this if I didn't believe that you were going to get helped. And I said, I believe you let me pray for you. God's going to give you a new hip tonight. He said, okay. And I said, I know it's outside your box. I mean, this guy, he's like Harley Davidson dude, you know, but not one riding for Christ necessarily. Anyway, he's just a nice guy, but I think this was very foreign, the whole concept to him. So anyway, I just, you know, where does it hurt? And put my hand there. Just prayed for, you know, a few moments. And he was dumbfounded because the pain was way better. It was still a little bit there, but it was way better. And his wife's just looking on from about 6 feet away. She kind of went around the back of the truck and was kind of watching. And he was just, like, dumbfounded. And I said, okay, well, I just want you to try it out. Nothing foolish, but just, you know, do something. He said, it's like, man, it's, like, way better. I said, well, way better is not perfect yet. He goes, no, but it's way better. I said, okay, let me pray again. I prayed for another few moments, and he was just totally dumbfounded because Jesus gave him a new hip. So that's a creative miracle right in the parking lot in York. It was just really cool.